now we're gonna punch it.
Just ignore the other guy and said he would take that to me as well, so that was
Do you remember your initial conversations with him?
Yeah, he was the old school right now.
Yeah.
I don't think
he's ever seen any garbage.
It's not like he's got a little crazier.
Chris Paul. Hey, Paul. Oh, yeah. It's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing, man?
How are you?
Good, good. Do you have a few seconds to chat here, or do you want to schedule something else? I just got your fax to fund, and I wanted to go over it with you.
Fine. Yeah, no, go for it.
All right, perfect, perfect. Let me just confirm a couple pieces of info just for security reasons. Got to do it. Can you just confirm, Paul, you're 100% owner?
Yes.
Perfect. And Sushi Creek, is that the doing business as name as well, the DBA name?
Yep, Sushi Creek. Sushi Creek Inc., yep.
Perfect, perfect. Is that an S Corp or C Corp?
S.
Solid. And time and business?
August 07.
You even got the month. And can you just confirm the address on file for me real quick? And then I'll get
21805 South Ellsworth Road, number B103, Queen Creek, Arizona 85142.
Awesome. Yes, yeah, so it looks like you were interested in some of our working capital programs. Is that correct?
Yeah, just see what you guys got going on.
Yeah, of course. So do you have any previous experience using these types of loans before?
Yeah, I went to Business Backer. They take out 7% of daily sales, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got an MCA loan, 7% daily.
Yep.
I got it. I know exactly what you got. So what was the original loan amount for, and what was your payback on it? Do you remember at all, or?
I've worked with them many different times for many different reasons. I'd have to go online and look and see where I'm at with them right now, because, like I said, they just take out 7% a day, and they email me a monthly statement, but I don't even look at it.
Were you going back to them for additional funding, or do you still have a balance with them?
No, I still have a balance.
Do you know what that is approximately, or you have no idea?
I think it's somewhere in the 40s.
Okay.
It's money for business. Yeah. Business is fine. It was just be money to use up for personal reasons. Or if you had a lower, if I could save money transferring that balance and borrowing some money from you, that whole thing. I just want to see what you guys got available.
Yeah, of course, of course. So there's basically two options here. First of all, how much did you need? Ideally, what are you looking for? Do you have a minimum, or just see what we have?
I don't. I'd rather you just tell me what, if anything, I'm eligible for, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. These are kind of based on gross annual sales, so kind of give you a better figure. I saw that you had like 1.2 on your app. Is that kind of correct there? Pretty good ballpark?
Yeah, those are the exact numbers for the last, from January. What did I do? I think I did January to January.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. All right, so
or January to December.
All right. So to give you that was 2015, 1.2. So just to give you a ballpark, usually, Paul, on these loans, it's about 10% of gross annual sales. And there's two options here. There's basically, hypothetically, say we get you 10% exactly, we get 120K. And what we do with that is, it's called a first position loan. It's going to take first position over your business backer loan. Basically, we would pay the $40,000 balance off, and then you would net the remaining. So let's just say it's 40, and we got you 120. You would net 80K there, and you would just continue out with us. Obviously, this is really only going to work for you if it's going to be cheaper or make sense for your current MCA loan that you have. And, so that's option one. That's the better option of the two, I think. Usually, allows you to get a little bit more cash on hand than
that would be the
two.
Only option I would be interested in, because I don't want to work with two companies at the same time.
Oh, okay.
I have no problem if you needed to take out 8, 9, 10, 11, even 12% a day. That none of that really matters. I just don't want to pay a bunch of origination fees and, transfer fees or all the other, usual BS fees that are involved in doing something like this. So I just have to hear what you guys have to offer.
Yeah, yeah, I can take those off. I can take those off for you if you know you really have a problem with that. No problem. So basically, what I'm getting is you're only interested in getting that first position loan. Obviously, if it makes sense numbers wise to just kind of replace what you have, get you a little bit extra. Correct. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, car got dropped a little bit. Just to kind of recap, though, you're basically only looking for, you know, a loan that'll cover up that business backer loan and net you a little bit extra. You don't really have a minimum, though.
Somewhere between 40 and 50 would be the minimum that I would want to make this move.
Okay, yeah.
If not, so then I'll just continue to pay this back and then go from there.
40 to 50. All right, yeah, we can definitely get you something. Like I said, you know, even if we go on the shorter end of, you know, you have a $1.2 million a year business, you know, I'm thinking we could definitely pay that 40 off and still net you 40 or 50. You know, that shouldn't be a problem whatsoever. And, you know, the MCA percentage daily doesn't matter. You know, you said it could be 12% or, you know, so should you. Have you ever had one, a fixed payment daily before, or is that something you're not really open
no.
to?
No,
no.
No, it's always been based on that. But based on my daily sales, if you, like I said, just throw me the hard numbers and I'll look and see what makes sense. A fixed number wouldn't be a problem either, because our daily, weekly, and monthly sales are always
very similar,
right around the same. And we don't really have an offer on season, so that wouldn't make a difference either.
Cool. So if I can just get you something where instead if it's like 7%, it would just be like, you know, again, I'm just ballparking numbers, you know, $100 a day, something like that, would be totally fine with you.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously it's probably not going to be that number.
No, it's going to be more than that, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, man. Well, I pretty much got what I need from you as far as, you know, just background information, just for the general. Just kind of, I know they're going to ask me for it on the underwriting end of things. You know, you said the money's going to be used for personal reasons. What, you know, is it going to just be taken out of the business, or can you give me any kind of background on that? Elaboration.
Well, I can give you anything you want. I mean, I can tell you I want to buy a boat, you know, finish the backyard, you know, any number of things. It would definitely be taken out of the business.
All right, so I'm just going to write. I'm going to, I know it's
you
perfect.
You put whatever you want.
I'm going
to tell me what you need me to say.
I'm going to tell you business renovations, you know.
I was just going to suggest that.
Business reservations.
Business expansion.
Yeah, renovations, expansion. They're never going to know if you put some new carpeting in there or not, you know.
Right.
All right, cool. One more question, too. What's your personal credit look like? You know, good, bad, in the middle, you know, ballpark from here?
You know, I just bought a house, and so I know.
Dude, that was back in, like,
God, I think it's 700, something like that.
Okay, cool. I'm used to dealing with a little bit lower than that, which is nice.
Oh yeah, it was. I had a foreclosure a few years ago, so that took a big hit.
During the recession there, or a little bit after?
Oh really?
I was expanding my family by two times the size.
Oh shit!
Get a bigger house.
All right, man. What's a good email for me to shoot something over to you?
Paul. At sushi-creek.com. Paul at sushi, the minus sign, the hyphen sign, whatever you want to call it, dash. Paul at sushi-creek.com. Yeah.
Cool. How'd you get into the sushi industry, Paul? You know, just family business?
I've just always been a sushi fanatic, and I moved to the East Valley, Arizona about 13 years ago, and there wasn't much down here. I hit them all, and they all sucked, so I thought, you know, this place was growing like crazy, so I just thought it might be a good idea, and it actually worked out really well, thank God.
Yeah, man, you know, the fucking restaurant industry is really tough. It's, you know, and you're already past that million marker. You're pretty much looking back from now, you know.
Yeah, it's been almost 9.5 years, so it's good thing. Yeah. We've been real fortunate.
Coming up on the 10-year next summer, you doing anything big for it? Any big plans?
Yeah. Nah, probably do some giveaway stuff.
I got you.
Music outside or something.
Nice. Are you currently banking with anybody, you know, as far as just like not personal, but like business banking with like Wells Fargo or a local bank or, you know?
Wells Fargo is my personal and business accounts are with Wells Fargo.
Do you have a line of credit with them for the business?
No.
Oh, okay. Sweet. I'll give you a shoot you an email 5-10 minutes here, and it's just, you know, you probably know the quick rundown from Business Backer.
Oh, yeah.
Bank statements and a tax return and the merchant statements. Pretty simple.
No problem.
All right, can you get that back to me tomorrow? How busy are you?
I will do my best.
All right, cool.
I'll do my best.
If I don't see anything, I'll give you a ring on Friday around the same time, all right?
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, sounds good, Paul.
Take care,
man. Bye-bye.
Take care.